Well, the school year just wrapped up for Galesburg District 205. Students finished up on Tuesday. Teachers were all done on Wednesday, so the end of the school year. Most of the districts around the area wrapping up at some point this weekend. I know Knoxville students finished yesterday, and teachers are done today, some of the others as well. And joining us to talk more about the school year that just wrapped up and what's coming in the future, Dr. John Asplund, the District 205 superintendent. Good morning, John. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing really well. Thank you.
As you wrap up the first year, I guess officially, what, June 1st?
June 30th would be the end of my first year, yeah.
Okay. But so you wrap up the first school year. A lot of things went on, and more good than bad, which is a good thing, even when it comes to the state, I guess more good than bad.
Yeah.
So let's kind of talk about, give us kind of maybe of a wrap-up of this this first school year for you here in District 205.
Well, that's been an absolutely great school year from my perspective. Obviously, there's some things you wish didn't happen that, you know, have gone on. But, you know, I'd say the vast, vast majority has been really, really positive. And, you know, I guess really we're still not done because, well, one, we have graduation on Sunday. And two, baseball and softball teams are still going, track still going on. So, you know, we're still going a little bit longer.
Yeah, absolutely. You got Deontay Pulley. He's going to be competing today now at the state track meet. You'll have the baseball and softball teams playing for regional titles tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, yeah, hopefully that'll continue.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So a lot of positives going on. Well, let's start off with the state. We'll start with the negative. Categorical payments. They have been behind.
Yeah.
Are they caught up as of yet? Have you gotten more?
Or? We have half of them.
Half. Okay.
Yeah. So two of four. Which is what we budgeted for, so
yeah,
we got all we thought we'd get.
Yeah, well, I mean that's smart budgeting. That's number, and that's where you have to be, I guess, kind of creative in your budgeting in this day and age.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've been on here before, and I'll continue to say, you know, as long as you're living in Illinois, you have to kind of prepare for that kind of shenanigans that go on down in Springfield. And now we're still waiting on a budget to see where that ends up, and you know, your guess is as good as mine on that one.
Well, speaking of shenanigans, Senate Bill 2892. Which, if this happens, I assume this would be another unfunded mandate, and this would be that minimum salary in every district for teachers would be $40,000. Now, in theory, great, and as a superintendent, you and almost all of you came through as teachers.
Yep.
That would be wonderful. You'd like it to be $50,000 or $60,000.
Amen.
But that's not how it works.
Yeah, no, I mean, this is, and first of all, you know, I am all for anything that gets teachers, you know, more money. Considering how hard they work and what they do for our kids, and so I, you know, in spirit, I absolutely support this bill. I'd love to see the companion piece of this, how we're going to fund that to make sure it happens. But living where we live, I'm not really enthusiastic about that trailer bill coming in to do that. So we'll see. I've not heard any discussion about how to fund that.
I mean, what? So have you looked at the numbers as to how that would affect it, especially with as many teachers as you have retiring this year, bringing in new teachers? I mean, that's several thousands of dollars if that were to happen.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit, the legislation is written, as I've seen, is you had 5 years to get there.
Okay.
And you know, depending on how our negotiations, because we're in contract negotiations now, actually, you know, we might be pretty close to that by the time 5 years comes around. And it would depend on how they classify who's a teacher and how many hours they have to work, and you know, who knows if they've written it that smartly or not? I don't know.
Oh, but there's some small districts that don't have the tax base.
Yeah, no, district I worked my first superintendent job. I don't know how in the world they'd ever afford it because their equalized assessed valuation was at the time like $30 million.
Wow.
I mean, you know, so I mean, I don't know. I have no idea how they'd ever afford it. You know, especially really districts really downstate and really poor districts, man, that'd be a struggle. I don't know how in the world they'd ever pay for that. But if the state figures out how to do that, great, because we're all having trouble finding teachers. And as I said, 100% for anything that pays teachers more as long as we can afford it.
Absolutely. That's the key right there, being able to afford it. There's always that part of it. Dr. John Asplund, Galesburg District 205 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. We mentioned retirees. There's some movement in personnel, has part to do with retirement, part with some leaving. You got number one principal at Lombard, beloved over there, is going to be heading out and getting into your realm. He's going to be heading over to Stark County.
Yeah, Nick already lost all his hair, so he and I are brothers by a different mother on that regard. Yeah, I mean, we're really excited for Nick Young to be the principal at Lombard, but we're not over Nick Sutton leaving. He's just a fantastic human being, and he's Stark County's gain, and he's our loss. So, you know, I wish him well, and he'll do a fantastic job.
Yeah, and I know there were some questions. So a lot, of, especially at that level, principals, the different people moving around, be it from one of the grade schools to junior high or whatever, a lot of changes there.
Yeah, I mean, we ended up 6 different principal moves. Not that that was the goal at the beginning of the year. It just kind of worked out that way. And then obviously we have an athletic director change too. So, you know, there's a lot of changes for next year. And, you know, we're excited. Obviously, we're nervously excited because that's a lot of change. But, you know, I think it'll be good.
How many total retirees? It was over 20, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, boy. Don't hold me to this number, but I think it was 24.
Okay. That's what I was thinking somewhere. Yeah, that's a lot. I mean, but I'm sure you've been through that before, even at a smaller district.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you know, that's just kind of the cycle of life, and that's kind of how it goes. And, you know, we wish those folks well and gave them a nice send-off on Wednesday. And, I mean, what a wonderful group of people it is. And that's a huge loss as anything. I mean, we just had some high-quality educators retire and walk out the door. Good for them. But... you know, that's going to be tough for our kids and tough for us to absorb a lot of the collective skill that those people walked out the door with.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And not that you can't find, not that there's not good teachers coming out of college, but they're harder and harder to find because fewer and fewer people are going into that line of work.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I will give our principals and John Bradburn, our HR director, a ton of credit. They've been scouring the countryside far and wide trying to find high-quality teachers. And we've been... so far, very fortunate to be able to bring in really high quality people, even though we've had, you know, a really shallow applicant pool. You know, I was particularly really concerned about, you know, the band director. You know, Dean Petrie is
he's been phenomenal. A staple here in the district. Yeah,
my first year teaching, I taught with Dean long, long time ago at Knoxville, and you know, he's great, and so I was sweating that one out, you know. And then we ended up with Andy Empey, who's one of the best band directors in this part of the state. You know, he's been at Limestone, and their bands are incredible. You know, so, I mean, not that I wanted Dean to leave. I wish he'd come back tomorrow and change his mind. We'll find a place for him. But, you know, Andy's phenomenal. So, I mean, we lucked out, you know. And that's through a lot of hard work and a lot of recruiting and active recruiting by our folks. And, you know, you get – I'm always very confident. You get some of these people in front of our principals. They're a pretty persuasive group of folks, and they do a great job of selling the district. So – you know, I'm pleased with who we brought in, and you know, I think we'll keep on trucking moving forward. But you know, we are losing a lot of really good people.
You mentioned we've already had the change at athletic director with Eric Matthews that will be coming in to replace Jeff later. There's also going to be a change of football coach, and people are going to find out about that a little sooner than later.
Yeah, I mean, we were interviewing for the football coach last week. Wayne Statham, one of our board members, very wisely said, "Hey, why don't we just have a special board meeting right before graduation? We're all going to be there." It's like, oh, that's brilliant, you know, because we didn't want to wait until the next board meeting to get this person hired because there's camps and everything else going on. So, yeah, we're having about a 5-second board meeting, I think, on Sunday to formally hire that person. So that
you're it.
Yeah, exactly. So he can get going right away and get the program moving forward.
Absolutely. You got anything, Nick?
No, actually. I was going to ask you, how was your first year? Like, overall, was there anything that really jumped out at you being like,
well, that seems a little weird. Oh, there we go. There's my voice.
Is there anything that jumped out at me that was a little weird? You know, I'll be honest with you. If you spent a week with me, yeah, about 1,000 things. I mean, but that's not any different than any place else. You're like, whoa, never seen that before. I mean, so there's always peculiarities to every place you go.
Mm-hmm. And this was your biggest district, isn't it? That you've been?
I mean, I've been in a bigger high school, but that was in a high school district. Mm-hmm. So. This is my biggest unit district. Absolutely. Yep.
Dr. John Aswin, Galesburg District 205 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. Okay, so we've wrapped up the school year, but that doesn't mean things are over and things stop working. Obviously, you've been working on the budget already for next year. When does that actually get finalized?
Well, you have to have it approved by the end of September.
Okay.
So we'll put out a tentative budget in August, and then we'll pass one and hopefully. In September.
I mean, are the expectations going to be similar? They're like, okay, we'll base it on possibly 2 categorical payments from the state.
Yeah, we'll definitely put it as 2. You always, you know, would hope for more, but I'm not going to budget for more.
So that being the case, where does that put the district? Do you still end up being in the black? Are you still going to be in the red
no matter what? No, we'll be in the black.
Okay.
Yeah, well, we'll be in the black with all the extra money we got from the tiered funding this year. No. Yeah, we'll end the year in positive financial position. So, you know, that's always good. We'll take that. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's we need to build up our reserve a little bit because of all the cuts that had to be made because we didn't have a reserve. So, you know, it's not like we're just going to start becoming spendthrifts here and just throwing money around, but no, we're very happy. We had a positive surplus at the end of the year, or we project to, and you know, hope to build up that war chest for rainy days later, so we can just kind of keep looking at incremental improvement and just not panicking, and you know, being able to ride out the waves that go on in Springfield every week, month, year.
Where are we at with the plan? Of course, we had the new athletic facilities. We had the Silas Willard project. Where are we as far as infrastructure?
Yeah, great question. So, you know, we did those 13 meetings out in the community in the fall, and the community, you know, pretty resoundingly said they would like some improved facilities in some areas. And so we changed our board agenda. You know, Nick, you've been in our board meetings to mm-hmm. see that we've tried to focus on that. And we are down to three architectural firms to go with looking at giving us a building plan. I know last year the district came out with 9 different options, but I guess speaking very bluntly, I wasn't a big fan of a lot of them. I thought, you know what, we could get a little more creative than this. So we're looking at trying to think outside the box a little bit and maybe try to maximize the dollars going forward and look at those priorities that the community said they wanted and how to best put those into the puzzle with the enrollment that we know we have now and what we project to have in the future. And, you know, there's going to be some plans coming out, hopefully this summer, if we can get it all done quickly enough. We're hoping to put out 3 or 4 plans to the board to say, okay, basically pick a lane, let's have some community meetings and give people an opportunity to give some feedback and, you know, really try to have something, a chart coursed, or course charted would probably be better, by November. So the goal is to kind of really be able to say, this is what we're doing by November.
Any particular buildings that you're looking at, or is this just going to be kind of an overall that, you know, some of the grade schools they haven't had works, the high school, Churchill, Lombard?
Well, we come from a place that we know we're going to obviously Steele, Lombard, Silas Willard, you know, those buildings are definitely all going to be part of the picture. Obviously, Galesburg High School is going to need to stay in there. That's a, you know, we couldn't put the students anywhere else. But the high school needs a lot of work. I mean, it was built in 1958, and it looks like it in, mm-hmm. in many cases. So we need to do a lot of work there. And then how that impacts the other buildings, you know, we've got varying degrees of issues in other buildings depending on the building.
Dr. John Aswin, Galesburg District 205 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. Let's see, anything in particular you're looking forward to heading into to year number 2?
You know, I think just seeing the building plan kind of flesh itself out and really kind of get that moving forward so that we know what we're going to do, because so many other decisions kind of hinge on that building plan. Because we could, you know, one of the things we're going to at least consider is going, considering attendance centers versus neighborhood schools and having that conversation. You know, one of the options will more than likely be attendance centers, and another option will be neighborhood schools, and talk about the advantages and disadvantages of both of those.
What's the difference?
So the big difference is if you're in an attendance center, every kindergartner goes to a building.
Oh, okay.
Every fifth grader goes to a building. And so the disadvantage, obviously, is if you have a kindergartner, a third grader, and a fifth grader, they could be in 3 different buildings. But the advantage is you're much more efficient. Professional development for teachers is much easier, much more collaboration within grade level. You know, it's a lot more bang for your buck, but, you know, there's some more inconvenience for the parents, and then there's not that community feel for that school. But, you know, we're going to debate that, you know, yeah. Going forward to see which way people want to go.
That's why a place like Farmington or what they did made things so much easier.
Yeah.
Everything's under one roof.
Everything's in one place.
Shopping.
Well, and I will tell you that, you know, obviously we're never going to get to that here. We're way too big for that. But at Farmington, we were able to run balanced budgets for years when other people weren't because of that concept, because we were so efficient, because we only had one production kitchen, because it was all centralized. We had the exact number of custodians. We didn't have to worry about fluctuating. You know, we had that facility sales tax money coming in. We had a brand new building. We were trying to figure out ways to spend it, to be kind of honest with you. And so mm-hmm. I know, like, this next month they're putting down a new all-weather track.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which we'd saved money for. I mean, it was just one of those where we just kind of held money back over the course of 4 years.
Yeah.
And now they're just going to, okay, here you go, $200,000, no problem. I mean, yeah. It doesn't affect the taxpayers one bit.
I mean, is that maybe possibly in the future, not for, like you said, the district overall is too big, but maybe high school and then junior high level in one and grade schools, or so
you'll have to see plans when they come
so
out.
We'll see. Who knows?
Stay tuned.
Dr. John Aswin, he is the superintendent of Galesburg District 205. The school year just wrapped up for the students and the teachers, but your schedule is a little bit different than the other administrators. You'll still still be hard at it over the next 3 months.
Yeah, no, I mean, my summer for a superintendent is kind of, it's really different. So January and September are typically my slow months, which sounds weird because kids are in school. But those are the months that just for board work and things kind of slow down. It's you've just had your levy, you've just done your budget. Our really busiest time is now, but we have more time to do it. So, you know, right. You don't have as many distractions during the day. And so, yeah, the biggest amount of my job occurs between about May or really about March and September. And so, yeah, this is a really busy time for us and trying to get some things done. And we're doing some moving around over at the administration building because we had added another five more early childhood classrooms. So we had to move a bunch of people around. And so that's going on right now. It's pretty chaotic over there, to be honest with you. And, you know, that's going to get settled down pretty quickly. And then we'll be able to offer you know, preschool, summer school, which we're pretty excited about. That's a change. And, yeah, there's just any number of things. We're going to add a parking lot over at Silas Willard this summer. We're going to change the directional traffic flow there, too, because if you've ever been around Silas Willard at 3 o'clock, you don't want to be around Silas Willard at 3 o'clock. I think Tiffany Springer, who's going to be our curriculum director, is principal there now. I think she set me up one time. She wanted to have a meeting at 3:15. And I was 20 minutes late, even though I left 15 minutes early from my office, which is like
just around the corner,
basically. Yeah. And so I'm like, yeah, we got to fix this. This is crazy. So, yeah, so we're adding a parking lot and redirecting the traffic to really help people out. So next year, that should be a lot better intersection for people.
Yeah. And you mentioned the preschool adding classes, also that option of all day preschool coming next year, too.
Yeah, absolutely. That was through a grant that, you know, we're pretty excited about from the state. Once again, though, that one's assuming the state funds it. So, you know,
that, there's that.
Yeah.
There's the asterisk right there.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, but that's something we're planning on doing. Absolutely. And you know, that'll be a nice benefit for a lot of kids and parents. And I guess the other last big thing is we're redoing the parking lot over at the high school because it's it needs it. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be a nice addition to get that smoothed out and in a lot better shape for next year.
Dr. John Asplund, Galesburg District 205 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. John, always appreciate your time. Have a great busy summer, and we'll get you back in before the school year starts.
Fantastic. Thanks, guys.